BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Becoming a Wild Animal.
One night, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that terrified him. He called for Daniel and told him his dream.
I saw a tree in the middle of the earth. It was tall and strong. It had beautiful leaves and enough fruit for everyone to have as much as they wanted. I was admiring the tree when a messenger came from heaven. This holy one yelled so all could hear, "Cut down this tree! But be careful! Leave the stump with its roots still in the ground. Secure it with bands of iron and bronze. Now leave him alone for 7 years. He'll have the mind of an animal and eat grass in the field. He'll stay this way until he realizes the Most High is the supreme power over all the kingdoms of the earth. He gives them to whomever he wants. He could even give the kingdom to a lowly slave." Daniel was shocked. He didn't say a thing, but just stared at the king. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Daniel, don't be afraid. Simply tell me what it means." "Oh, my king, I wish the meeting was for your enemies. But it's not. You are the tree, tall and strong. The Holy One coming down from heaven passed a judgment on you. You'll be driven away from people and live like a wild animal. You'll eat grass and sleep under the dew of night. You'll stay that way for 7 years until you realize the Most High is the supreme ruler over all kingdoms. He gives them to whomever he wants. Still, the Holy One said to leave the tree's stump with its roots. This means your kingdom will be waiting for you once you acknowledge that heaven rules. Here is my advice. Remove sin from your life. Be just and show mercy. Perhaps God will show mercy on you." A year later, Nebuchadnezzar was walking on the roof of his palace in Babylon. Suddenly he stopped and said, "Look at this! It's Babylon the Great, and I've built it. This kingdom shows my great glory." Suddenly a voice from heaven said to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, I'm taking this kingdom from you. People will chase you away, and you'll live among the animals. You'll graze on grass for 7 years. You'll stay there until you learn the Most High is in control over all kingdoms. He can give it to whomever he chooses." Instantly, the king went insane. People finally forced him from the palace, and he went out into the fields. He ate grass for food. His hair grew long, and his fingernails were like claws. The dew covered him each night. At the end of 7 years, he looked up into the sky, and his sanity returned to him. He said, "I praise the Most High. He lives forever, and there is no end to his kingdom." God sent nobles and advisors looking for him. When they saw that he was back in his right mind, they reinstated him to his old position. He had his kingdom back. But from that day on, he always said, "I praise and exalt the glory of the King of Heaven. His works are true and just."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.